The Kingston Women's Center, 110 Queen Street. From the early 70s to the early 80s, since they had no organization specifically catering to them, Kingston's lesbian feminists found a home at the Kingston Women's Center at 110 Queen Street. The Women's Center arose out of the efforts of a few women at Queen's University who solicited funding from the Secretary of State to establish a home for Kingston's burgeoning feminist movement. At the center, Kingston's women organized workshops and talks on women's health, sexuality, reproduction, their position in paid workforce and in the home, and on violence against women and family issues. The center also hosted some consciousness-raising groups whose purpose was to help women come first to recognition of the complexities of their second-class status, and then an understanding of how they could use this awareness to change their own lives and the larger society. In the 70s, Kingston's Women's Center was a site of vibrant debate, and the role of lesbians in the collective was a topic that stimulated much discussion. However, according to lesbian narrators, the relationship between heterosexual and lesbian feminists was neither one of animosity nor complete ease. Although straight women involved with the center could be homophobic, there really were not enough lesbian feminists at the time to sustain a separate community. Instead, Kingston's lesbian feminists were fairly content to focus their political energies on women's issues while exploring their sexuality through friendship and intimate relationships. In addition to the support and excitement generated from having a network of other lesbians with whom to explore sexuality, many women were satisfied with the Women's Center because they did not want to be publicly political about their desire. Identifying as feminists was risky enough. In addition, many lesbians were coming out of marriages and had family commitments that kept them vulnerable. The risk for these women were very real. In some cases, women lost their children to ex-husbands who threatened to expose their sexuality if these women did not give their husbands custody of kids. The feminist activities of the 70s were a precursor to the explosion of feminist and lesbian feminist community building that characterized Kingston in the 1980s. The 80s heralded a dynamic growth in the number of women's only services and cultural institutions. Feminist response to violence against women took the form of the Sexual Assault Center and shelters for battered women. An increasing number of straight feminists came out as lesbians and collectively established expressions of women's culture, such as Red Emma's, a women's only cafe, Mrs. Dalloway's, a women's bookstore, and Gaia, a women's music festival. To some extent, the feverish activity grew out of lesbian recognition that it was difficult to meet other women and sustain community. Other than the women's center or sports, there were few public spaces these women could call home.